works.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Each and every show, we go inside the Beltway to talk with the true insiders from Talk Radio News. Victoria Jones joins us. Boy, a big day in Washington and politics in general. If you talk about the Rod Blagojevich trial now coming to an end, of course, and the jury with a verdict of guilty of corruption. Victoria, because this is a lot of what we talk about sometimes with politicians, I wanted to get your reaction and what kind of the vibe was in D.C., even though Blagojevich was the governor of Illinois. What was the reaction?
Well, I think the reaction was, in a sense, relief that it's over. You know, that it's done. Although, of course, he has until July the 25th to ask for a new trial, which I don't believe he'll get for 1 minute.
Right.
But I think there was relief that it's basically going to be over short of the sentencing, because this thing has dragged on with all the threats. Oh, I'm going to call so-and-so, and then I'm going to call him, and I'm going to call him, and then finally we had him on the stand for 7 days, and, you know, it just went on. And you are a convicted liar, correct? You know, that was the line of the trial, of course, which was Assistant U.S. Attorney Reed Shaw, which was a great line. I mean, it's a great line. It's one of the lines of the century now.
Yeah, oh, I agree. You'll be seeing that probably on some bumper sticker somewhere.
Yeah.
I have a feeling. So we move from Illinois and, of course, the reaction because of the Chicago crowd and the White House. But we move to the White House itself and the president meeting and then the release that, you know, we're not saying that with this debt ceiling deal that we have to end former Bush's, you know, former President Bush's controversial tax rates. Boy, that's a new twist on this. I thought that was one of the things they were going to hammer down on.
Yeah, we're not exactly saying that. What we are saying is we need to go for a balanced approach. That was the phrase we kept hearing in the press briefing today. Balanced approach, that's the phrase. But they did keep talking about the middle class and seniors. And we also heard, and this was after the president had met with Harry Reid, so what the phrase seems to be now, we keep hearing about billionaires and millionaires and corporate jet tax breaks. Jay Carney talked about several times and talked about oil and gas tax breaks. So they're going after that hard.
Yeah. Oh, darn. Just when you guys were getting that corporate jet at Talk Radio News and I was going to get you a ride on it.
We were going straight for that.
Too late, so forget about it. Spend it somewhere else. How about the Supreme Court? You and I talk a lot about the Supreme Court. A huge decision today that affects violent video games. Tell us about that.
This is fascinating. They refused to let California clamp down on the sale or rental of violent video games to children. The 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Sacramento had ruled that a law that banned the sale of rental or violent video games to minors violated minors' rights under the First Amendment, and the High Court agreed. 7-2 decision. Justice Antonin Scalia, writing for the court, said, no doubt a state possesses legitimate power to protect children from harm, but that does not include a free-floating power to restrict the ideas to which children may be exposed. And then he went into some detail, actually, about children's fairy tales and the violence in Hansel and Gretel, Cinderella, and Snow White. Things like Cinderella's evil stepsisters having their eyes pecked out by doves and Hansel and Gretel killing their captor by baking her in an oven.
That sounds twisted, and it is twisted, so interesting. I'm sure there's going to be a reaction tonight on America Tonight. Anybody listening, of course, call 800-259-5791 and throw in your 2 cents. And lastly, Michelle Bachmann, it's just official. I mean, we really knew that this was happening, but she makes it official and gives a campaign speech, and I think she's riding high off of Iowa, don't you?
Yeah, she really is. I mean, she announced in Iowa. She's from Iowa. You know, she's hired Ed Rollins, the political strategist. I think she's being made over because I think she's being a bit of a Stepford wife at the moment. She was sort of subdued. She's not saying anything crazy. She's trying to be reasonable. She was reasonable on the Sunday shows yesterday. And I think she's being made over, and the things that she's saying, she's trying to appeal to everybody. She's trying to appeal to Democrats and independents. And, you know, where's the gangster government, Michelle Bachmann? Where's she gone? Where's the anti-American lawmakers who need to be investigated, Michelle Bachmann? Where's she gone?
Oh, yeah, you got to be more appealing if you're going to get the votes. Got to be
exactly.
Appeased. Yeah, got to appease. All right, Victoria Jones, always fascinating stuff from Talk Radio News. We'll talk to you again, my friend.
Thank you so much.
All right, a couple of things that we talked about there with Victoria. The video game's a big, big deal because protected by First Amendment rights, according to the Supremes. Actually, the court voted 7-2 against the law banning violent video game sales. California wanted to forbid, you know, or prohibit, better word, the sale or rental of violent games to anyone under 18 years old. But the federal judges said, whoa, 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 First Amendment free speech rights. And so the trade industry argued that, you know what, this law was just too broad. They win. 7-2 against the law. And this is what Justices Clarence Thomas and Stephen Breyer dissenting said, video games qualify for the First Amendment protection like protected books, plays, and movies. They communicate ideas through familiar literary devices and features distinctive to the medium. It's an interesting fair or foul. If you have kids, are the games too violent for them to play? Do you just watch what they're playing, and, you know, measure that? Okay, I won't let them play Bulletstorm. Because Bulletstorm is pretty over the top. And there are a slew of others that many people do not like. That seems to be the worst one these days, though. The Bulletstorm one. Regardless, now that decision acknowledges the rating system that they have, too, the Federal Trade Commission's self-regulatory regime. That's what they do. They put a rating on the video games. If you've ever taken your children into, like, a Blockbuster before they all go away, you know that there is this rating system. So clearly the law is saying that the parents are the ones who have to decide which games are the ones that their kids can play. It's up to the parents, which it should be up to the parents. You know, this might be kind of controversial for some people, but I agree with the ruling. I agree with the 7-2 ruling because I really believe it is the First Amendment right. Whether I think it's way over the top, and if I had a 5-year-old, I definitely wouldn't want them to play Bulletstorm or whatever it might be. I'm the parent, so it's up to me. See, there's this distinction that some parents don't make where they think they're supposed to be the friend and not the parent. It's up to you to decide what the kids should watch and what they shouldn't watch. All right, coming up around the bend as we kick the can down the road. Ooh, a lot happening in courtrooms around the United States and Illinois. Blago convicted in Orlando. Casey Anthony declared competent. And we're just scratching the surface. That's next here on ATM. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Better than the moon myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking.
Ooh-hoo.
Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh-hoo.
I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking.
Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo.
When the big black horse said, look this way, he said, hey, but I said no.
Well, they say his face was ashen, and he was kind of saying those words, oh, no. I don't believe that Rod Blagojevich, the former governor of Illinois, really thought he was going to go down, and he went down with a thud. He was convicted in Chicago on Monday of 17 of 20 public corruption charges that were slammed against him relating to, ultimately, one thing, the biggest, the sale of the U.S. Senate seat that was held by Barack Obama before he dumped it to become president. So it took 10 days of deliberation. But they came up with a verdict. You know, the longer it went on, you knew, any lawyer would tell you, usually, especially in this kind of a case, it's not good. The jury did acquit Blagojevich on one count of bribery and was actually unable to reach verdicts on two counts of attempted extortion. But if you add up all of what he was convicted of, because he was found guilty of all 10 counts involving wire fraud, that's a big one. Each has a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison. The other 10, the extortion, the bribery that I mentioned, you know, then they've got a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison. But he got the wire fraud. So this sentence could be a whopper of a sentence. I think he was, like I said, blown away. If you listen to anything he said in all those years in between, because this has been dragged out, and he's got a couple of daughters, 11 and 14 years old. I believe that he thought he was going to be cleared of this, that he did not think he was going to go down. If anything, a more of a slap on the wrist, not for all of those counts. I don't think so. And you could tell by the way he reacted. He did talk afterwards. He talked about feeling overwhelmed with this grief and wanted everybody to know, hey, I really stuck in there. Take a listen to Blagojevich.
The sadness that I feel and the disappointment and the shock. Patty and I have to discuss this with our children, our little girls, and start planning for the future. What's really difficult is to think that maybe some of my people might think I might have let them down, and I didn't. I fought real hard. Patty and I obviously are very disappointed in the outcome. I, frankly, am stunned. There's not much left to say other than we want to get home to our little girls and talk to them and explain things to them and then try to sort things out.
All right, so he's going to be busy sorting things out. In the meantime, how did the jurors come up with their guilty verdicts? It's always interesting when they're willing to talk and you hear how they dissected the information, the evidence that they were given in the courtroom. And here's what some of them said.
Because he was personable, it made it hard to separate that from what we actually had to do as jurors.
There were several times where he said, you know, do it, push that, get this done. And I think that's where you cross the line of just floating an idea and actually doing it.
We felt that it was very clear that he was trying to make a trade for the Senate seat. The
Senate seat was the most clear.
How was it clear?
Because there was so much more. We felt there was so much more evidence to go on.
All right, speaking of evidence, Patrick Fitzgerald went after him with a vengeance, the U.S. attorney, and he said it was pretty clear if you looked at where the trail led, especially when it came to that Senate seat and these conversations. He gave a couple examples. Take a listen.
The idea that you have a bill sitting on your desk to benefit the racetrack industry and you rehearse with someone on tape that they should go out and demand that the person make a campaign contribution before you sign the bill, that's not politics as usual. Anyone tells you that it's politics as usual, that you're going to get appointed to a Senate seat because someone's going to deliver cash as a campaign contribution, then we're in a world of hurt.
So if you do the math, he could get, because I don't think he'll get a hefty sentence, but probably somewhere in the neighborhood, let's say maybe 11 years. Maybe the top point is 11 years, but perhaps a little bit less than that. So then you look at the president, Barack Obama, and how close he was with Blagojevich. And when the president, who may get elected to a second term, right? I know some of you are saying, no way, time for change. But let's just say Obama gets elected again, so he's a two-termer. And then he does his pardons, which he could do anyway after the first term. But let's say it's two terms. Do you think he pardons Blagojevich? Oh, they'll push for that. Do you know he is the second consecutive Illinois governor, by the way, that was convicted of corruption? The former governor, George Ryan, he's serving time in a federal prison. Oh, that's Chicago. You got to love it. State Street, that great street. Just riddled with crime. So this has been going on so long. Think back in the recesses of your memory in this show and when we've talked about Blagojevich. You know, he was taken into custody in December of 2008. That was just less than two terms, I think, into his second term as the governor. And a federal grand jury didn't indict him till a year later. They said they had wiretaps they had him offering all kinds of things in exchange, you know, for the seat and was looking for money and all that kind of stuff. And he said that he was frustrated that people weren't willing, or the prosecutor said they got the sense that he was extremely frustrated that nobody was willing to give him anything except for appreciation because he didn't get any money. Nobody was going to give him any money for that one. Wow. So the jurors come back. They came back with this. And I remember the first trial deadlocked on most of the counts against Blagojevich and all the charges against his brother. So prosecutors dropped the charges against his brother. And And Blagojevich's defense argued that he liked to talk a lot and that he ended up with nothing, that he was just a big blowhard, that he was bragging and talking and saying things, but that it didn't really mean anything. Well, it means something now because he's guilty on 17 counts. Wire fraud, the big mama of them all, though. That's huge. Soliciting bribe, extortion conspiracy, but the WF is when you go down, when they get you on wire fraud. So how many years do you think Blagojevich actually serves? How many do you think he gets? It's definitely at least 6 or 7, probably 11, and then there is always the chance that he could be pardoned. And I'm going to say he does at least 5 of those years. I think he does 5. That's my guess. Of course, there's no real hard currency on it. I'm just saying I think it's going to end up in that probably neighborhood, right? I'm thinking of Scooter Libby and the pardon. I know they're two different things, but, you know, President Bush, Scooter Libby, President Obama, Rod Blagojevich. A lot of people will be lobbying for that without a doubt. All right, quickly, I said this stuff about Casey Anthony because each and every week we go live to Orlando and talk to Chris O'Donnell, who is covering that trial and is there day to day. Casey Anthony has been declared competent. What does that mean? Well, it is a death penalty case. So if she is found guilty of murdering her daughter, she could get the death penalty because she's accused of killing Kaylee in 2008. She was examined by 3 psychologists over the weekend. They sealed the report so you don't know all the specifics of it, only the outcome that she is competent. That she is competent. So this 25-year-old could get the needle, but hey, they're not even through the defense portion of this case yet. So they haven't rested, they haven't done closing arguments, the jury hasn't gotten it, so we're a little bit away from that. That comes, I believe, at the end of July, maybe the beginning of August. Coming up next, we're going to talk to a man who, a doctor, who has a lot to say about vets coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan and their condition and how their treatments go, especially when they're missing limbs, which is a big problem with the 2 wars that we've waged. Stay with us.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combined combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I filed from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, of course, coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. Well, you know that this is near and dear to my heart, everything with the troops, especially so many who come back missing limbs and what has happened afterwards psychologically and physically and just with families, et cetera, in many cases being torn apart. So thrilled to welcome to this show Dr. Ronald Glasser. He knows a lot about war because during the Vietnam War, especially when we're talking about these particular situations, he was a major in the U.S. Army Medical Corps, and he treated lots and lots of wounded soldiers and Marines. So he, I'm sure, has massive compassion for those types of warriors. And, of course, that's why he's written a book called Broken Bodies and Shattered Minds. Doc, thanks for coming on ATN. We know you're busy. We appreciate the time.
Well, it's a treat to be here. But we didn't take care of Marines in Vietnam. The Marines were taken care of by the Navy.
Oh, yeah.
And they went through their own evac chain and their own hospital. In fact, the only Marines we did take care of were those that were assigned to the Army when they got hit.
When you first went to Vietnam and, you know, everything was, I'm sure, moving so fast, were you prepared for what you saw when you were treating soldiers?
Well, I was sent, I had my orders changed. We all had our orders changed. I mean, I was originally, you know, it's a little bit like the MASH episode when Hot Lips turns to Hawkeye and says, you know, how the hell did you get here? And he looks at her and says, I was drafted. And we were all drafted in 1968. I mean, it was after the Tet Offensive and the Army was running out of everything and the Marines were being killed platoon by platoon in the grass and in the highlands. And I was assigned to Kamsama, Japan. But all of us who had permanent duty stations outside of the United States were taken aside during our basic training and told if we didn't extend for an extra year, we would all be reassigned to Vietnam. And I was 24 years old, unmarried. I didn't own anything. I I've gone into the Army without a key, and I just said, well, I won't extend. And that's when I found out that the Army was kidding a bit, that what they want to do is get an extra third year out of us. And so I was sent to Japan basically to take care of the dependent population. But Zama was in a VAC hospital, and I got there about 2 weeks after I got there, they had sent the 101st Airborne into the Ashell Valley, and they were getting whacked. And so we were getting 60, 80 casualties a day, or not a day, but an hour. And that's when we all hit our duty obligations change, and we ended up taking care of the wounded.
Wow. So probably you're just it's the same as I said, although not actually on the battlefield, but just blowing and going, just getting through as many of the guys as you could get through. A typical day must have just been, you must have just been drained at the end of that.
Well, it was, you know, there's a difference from Vietnam and today. In Vietnam, you were shot. In Afghanistan and Iraq, you're blown up. And so the injuries are different. And in Vietnam, as I'm sure you know, or your listeners, there were 2.4 casualties to every death. In essence, if you got hit, you were probably killed. The
right.
reason is that you get you get shot and you get a penetrating chest wound or abdominal injury, and you get your aorta nicked or your kidneys fractured or your liver lacerated. And if you can't stop the bleeding, you bleed to death. And that's the golden hour that they talk about. It's whether it's on the battlefield or on a highway in Dallas or one in Minneapolis. If you can stop the bleeding from any traumatic injury, you'll survive. The difference was in Vietnam, you didn't survive. You died usually when you were hit, or at least in that next hour. But in Afghanistan and Iraq, with the body armor, you don't bleed to death. The body armor is very effective. At the beginning of the war, when I was talking to the surgeons at Balad and at Landstuhl in Germany, I mean, they were startled when they would take these kids in off the chopper and take off their body armor. And there wouldn't be a mark from their chin to their groin, but they'd have their legs blown off and penetrating head wounds and concussive injury. That's the difference. Now there's 16 casualties to every death in Afghanistan and Iraq, which puts a gigantic burden, not only on the VA system, but on parents and relatives. A lot of the care is outsourced, and it's care that goes on forever. I mean, and so different wars, different wounds, different tactics, different injuries.
Mm. And you write about that, and that's the setup when I was talking about in the beginning, how so many limbs, and you just said it, Broken Bodies, Shattered Minds, the exact title of your book. The mind part, what have we seen? I was hearing 18 suicides a day. Is that pretty right on par with what you've heard?
Yeah, I think October 2010, there were more suicides in the military than there were deaths in Iraq and Afghanistan. Mm. But you know, every war, military medicine makes advances that are applicable to civilian life. I mean, one of the most famous is Walter Reed.
Yeah.
I mean, when he went down to Central America and discovered that yellow fever was transmitted by mosquitoes, I mean, he allowed, by killing the mosquitoes, the Army Corps of Engineers to build the Panama Canal. 30 years earlier, the French had tried, and they'd given up because everybody was dying from yellow fever. And then we have the K rations in the Second World War. They're named after Ansel Keys, K for Keys. And he developed rations. The Army asked him, he was here at the University of Minnesota in the nutrition department, to develop rations basically for the paratroopers so that the paratroopers could survive on rations that they would carry for 2 to 3 weeks without having to be resupplied. And he developed K rations, where 28 grams of this stuff would give you 3,200 calories. But in developing the K rations, he discovered the dangers of a high-fat diet in humans, which led, of course, to statins and new treatments for heart disease. Second World War, we had plasma. Vietnam, vascular surgery and surgical packs that stopped bleeding. And in Afghanistan and Iraq, because of the huge numbers of traumatic brain injuries and exposures to IEDs, we're beginning to understand, because of being able to apply neuroscience, which was not a science even 15 years ago. I mean, there weren't any MRIs and CAT scans, and there weren't any brain scans. But because so many of our troops are getting traumatic brain injuries and concussive injuries and penetrating head wounds, there is a beginning understanding that a hell of a lot of PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, which used to be considered a abnormality of the mind, is really damage to the brain. And that's applicable to civilian life. I mean, here in Minneapolis, the plaintiff attorneys are pushing, and indeed the Children's Hospital where I work is going to buy a tensor MRI, which is a more sophisticated MRI. And that's because if you're a parent and your kid comes home from a sporting event like hockey or football, and mm-hmm. the coaches said that they dinged their, you know, that they got dinged or they had their bell rung, and those sure. kids are confused. The plaintiff attorneys are insisting that a tensor MRI be done to make sure that this is not a traumatic brain injury. But we're getting this information because of the enormous number of soldiers who've been exposed to IEDs. And the truth is, everybody knows it, that cares, I guess, is that improvised explosive device is a misnomer. I mean, if you wire together 355 millimeter shells, put it in the ground, put 5 pounds of Centex on top of it and a couple of canisters of butane gas, it'll turn over a 60-ton M1A1 tank. And if you're 50 meters away from the blast, you're still going to
feel it.
You mm-hmm. bet. You know. And there's, I mean, the RAND Corporation in a study done in 2009 figured of the 2.2 million soldiers and Marines deployed in Iraq and Afghanistan, 400,000 have been exposed.
Oof.
Yeah, no, wow. it's more than an oof. It's terrifying.
Yeah, it is terrifying, and that's why, as you said, any of the machines that can help, it's the tip of the iceberg, really, what we're seeing and what you're talking about, what the cost of the injuries is going to be, too, the financial obligation and the obligation on the families, and I'm sure that's the human cost is a big part of what you talk about in your book, isn't it?
Well, except that the feds aren't paying for the cost. I mean, they're I don't understand it. None of us who were in Vietnam understand it. Except that the people who are elected or those people in the country with power, prestige, influence, and position don't have their kids in Iraq or Afghanistan. I mean, we have a country that has amnesia. You know, when I give my talks, I ask the audience, how many women do they think this country has sent to run the most dangerous roads in the world? And I get numbers like 500, 1,500. Well, it's 300,000.
Yeah.
I mean, it's 27% of the 2.2 million deployed.
Yeah.
I mean, 300,000 women, and they're getting blown up, and they're getting killed, just like the male Marines and soldiers. So the difference is that when they get killed, their kids become orphans. Because the vast majority of women in the military have joined the military as a way up, as well as a way out. And they're single mothers. And when they get killed, their kids are taken care of by their grandmothers. And nobody knows. I mean, this is like a great secret.
I agree with you, which is why we had you on the show, because we say it all the time on America Tonight, the amnesia, and I like your word, is unfortunately so true across this country. And luckily, this is an active audience where they're trying to help so many of the people that come back. And I think they do realize that. And you have definitely struck a chord with your book, Dr. Glasser, Broken Bones and Shattered Minds. Continued success with that and keep getting the word out. Thank you for coming on America Tonight.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit.
Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The nurse spoke up.
All right, we got another big nine before you head to the exit. You know, it's like the best part of the movie. You never want to walk out with a couple of minutes left, because sometimes there's the funny clips and other things that happen when they're giving the credits. Kate Delaney hanging with you here on America Tonight. So, Greece. The people are furious. They're upset. Could we be looking at what our future might be, since the people that we've elected to balance budgets and whatnot keep borrowing money and keep us in debt? Well, this is what it is in a nutshell. Greece needs someone to bail them out. So France is offering up kind of a radical solution for banks to roll over some of the Greek debt for 30 years as they fight for air. Because how are they going to avoid this bankruptcy? And you've got depositors fleeing, naturally, running for the highest hills they can find on any of the islands. Let's go to Crete. Because of the Greek banks. I mean, it's massive. People are bailing. And financial markets across the globe are watching this pretty nervously. Look at the Irish. Look at Ireland and what's happening there. And President Nicolas Sarkozy said in Paris that French banks had reached a draft agreement anyway on a voluntary rollover of maturing bonds. So if they can get it done, they're concluding that by stretching out the loans at the level of the European loans anyway, plus what they call a premium index to future Greek growth, it would be a system that the that they could live with. And they put it to the test in a meeting of the rich people. I almost said something else. Rich people of international bankers and European Union officials. I mean, I'm kidding, but of course, the European Union officials. The International Institute of Finance in Rome. They didn't have any kind of a decision, but it's looking pretty good because, you know, can Greece afford to default on its $340 billion euro debt mountain, which would be $486 billion? And Moody's is saying that Greek banks have lost about 8% of their deposits so far because customers are burning through their savings because of unemployment. It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. Could we be looking at our future? Yes, Greece is a lot smaller than the United States, but isn't it a possibility? Roger Madden had some interesting thoughts on that, so we thought we'd let him attack it.
The current dispute in Congress over the deficit and the lifting of our debt limit is really about how this nation will look 20 years from now. This is Roger Madden, and this is what I think. Today, Europe rivets our attention with Greece, Italy, Portugal, Ireland, and Spain becoming the proverbial economic basket cases because their governments believed that they could maintain their democracies by paying off the electorate. The inevitable bills have now come due, and they are looking for others to pay off their crushing debts. Americans wonder, is this what is in store for us? And if so, who will be paying off our debts? Barack Obama, a feckless and unimaginative president, wants to kick the can down the road, and there are Republicans quite ready to help him along. And few of our leaders, if any, Democrat or Republican, provide a vision which offers the American people the will to engage the future. But there is a dynamic future awaiting us, but not across the Atlantic, made up of countries which have adopted a dying economic philosophy, but rather across the Grand Pacific. Admiral Mike Mullen describes it as free and dynamic nations such as India, Indonesia, Singapore, Japan, South Korea, Philippines, and yes, and perhaps even China, beckon us to join with them in a 1,000-ship navy, standing watch over the seas of trade and commerce, and standing watch over each other. It is this vision, a generation from now, which will provide the American people the will to engage the economic reality of today. This is Roger Madden, and that's what I think.
Yeah, it's a nightmare, and it is interesting to see what happens in the situation of Greece, because it is their moment of truth. Could this be where we're headed in the future? We know what's going on in Washington. It's that old Potomac two-step over the debt ceiling and whether to lift it or not, and what programs are being slashed and what kind of a deal can be cut. It seems like the last 2 years plus, that's all we've been talking about, is bailing out. I mean, I'm getting tired of this. Are you tired of this? If I'm telling you, if I was in a boat and there was this much water, you know when somebody has a boat and they constantly have to bail the water out? I had an uncle who had a boat like that. It was a good, decent-looking boat. You get in it, and then it was always filling up with water, so you always had to bail it. It's like, are you kidding? We're fishing and we're bailing water at the same time? This is no fun. I mean, seriously, the situation we're in, I'm tired of bailing. I'm tired of hearing about bailing. I'd rather just swim to shore. I'd rather just take my chances, jump out of the boat, and swim to shore. And that's, seriously, this is what it feels like to me. It's a constant struggle to get up for this debt conversation. I mean, we all know what it means. We all know what's going on. And I think, frankly, we're just sick of it. But it's painfully obvious that we're stuck in the middle of it. Because, remember, it's our money. It's we the people. It's not somebody else's money. It's not the guy down the street's money. It's your money. It's your future, as Roger says, your children's future. I mean, we have leveraged that to the hilt. Really, what could they have been thinking while this was going along? It's like somebody who gambles away everything thinking the next roll they're going to get out of it. They're going to get every cent they need if they can just get the right roll. They'll stay at the craps table till they burn through everything they have because they're so convinced they can win it all back and then some, even if they start to go in the wrong direction. They don't walk away. So that's what happened. It was like a bunch of gamblers on the hill. They didn't walk away. Nobody really shouted loud enough years and years ago when all the spending was going on to say, hey, We're getting past the bees and we're moving forward so fast. Granted, we're a huge country and we're blowing and going, but why are we doing this? There has to be a way to balance this out. For goodness sake, there has to be a way to have this work out and cut the nonsense between Republicans and Democrats. But I guess I'm answering my own question. It doesn't happen. There's just a lot of blah, 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 blah. And then, oh my gosh, we came up with a deal. It's midnight and it's going to kick in tomorrow. That's it. Remember, the government's going to close down. It's going to close, it's going to close, it's going to close. I had a friend that was coming to see me, couldn't come to see me because the government was shutting down. But it didn't shut down in the end, did it? There was at least 2.5 months of a discussion about the possibility of it shutting down. All right, I have to say this quickly because we mentioned it at the top. Michelle Bachmann, it's just official. She does declare she is running for the president of the United States, coming off of a high in Iowa, bringing this full circle. She's from Iowa. She showed up big. Romney was really just 1 point in front of her in the Des Moines poll, so that bodes well. Does that mean Michelle Bachmann has more than Tea Partiers in her corner? Are a lot of people reaching out for something different, looking to Michelle Bachmann? Could be. It's very early in the game, and there are a lot of people on the Republican side, frankly, I think, who haven't even declared yet, who might want to become the next president, at least get the Republican nod and make a run of it against Obama. And she's not the only female. The one that everybody wants to know what's going to happen with Sarah Palin. That's like a take on Bachmann Palin. That'd be their ticket, Palin. Is Sarah Palin going to do it or not? My sources say no, that she is the kingmaker. Why would she want to step into this? She's already been through it on the vice president side of things when she first really came to prominence, at least nationwide, as the governor of Alaska, jumping on the McCain ticket, and her family's doing well, and they're traveling and giving speeches and whatnot, and that it really didn't make any sense. At least that's what a couple of people told me who are kind of close to the Sarah Palin folks. So we'll see. Anything can happen. There's a long time between now and 2012 and next summer. It doesn't seem that long away, but it is long away. Who knows, ultimately, who could declare? Any thoughts? Send them to me, americatonight.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Hey, if you don't like America, then you can get it.